Dr. Ganji, dictating an outpatient follow-up. Patient's name is Lonnie A. Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, first name L-O-N-N-I-E, middle initial A, date of birth is 07-07-1944. Referring physician, Dr. George Sillis, S as in Sam, I-L-I, S as in Sam. Date of evaluation is October 14, 2013. New paragraph. The patient presented for a F/U with a new problem period. My only evaluation of him was on 04/24/2012. With the impression of right carpal tunnel syndrome period. He underwent surgical release and his symptoms have completely resolved, period. Today, he complains of chronic pain involving the lower back with radiation down a rather vague distribution of the RLE of several years duration. Period. He has had an MRI of the lumbar spine, period. No films or reports were available to me at the time of this evaluation, period. His LLE is asymptomatic, period. He denies nocturnal discomfort and awakening, period. New paragraph. Past medical history, comma, social history, comma, family history and allergies are otherwise unchanged and recorded in the chart, period. New paragraph. Review of systems is as above, period. He has had no bowel or bladder dysfunction, comma, CP, comma, SOB, comma, cough, comma, headaches, comma, visual or auditory disturbances, comma, symptoms of depression or anxiety, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, significant recent change in weight or appetite, period. New paragraph. On physical exam, affects were appropriate, period. Gait analysis was unremarkable, period. DTR apostrophe S were hypoactive and symmetrical, period. Long tract signs were negative bilaterally, period. Three-segment spinal flexion as well as maneuvers resulting in foraminal encroachment did not result in radicular symptoms, period. Sciatic and femoral tension signs were negative bilaterally, period. No gross motor weakness or focal muscle atrophy was present in the C5 to T1 and L2 to S1 myotomes, period. No coordination deficits were detected, period. No clinical evidence of SI joint dysfunction or piriformis syndrome was present, period. Distal pulses were palpable, period. No edema or clinical evidence of vasomotor instability was present, period. Both hips and knees had FROM, period. New paragraph impression. Chronic, comma, recurrent paralumbar soft tissue strain with a component of right lower lumbar root irritation, the exact level of which cannot be determined on today's exam, period. New paragraph, comments and recommendations. Number one, I have discussed my impression and the logic behind the treatment plan with the patient at length, period. Prior to consideration of any diagnostic studies, comma, it is reasonable to give conservative therapy try for approximately 6 weeks, period. Next number, I personally instructed the patient to start a comprehensive home rehab program, period. Each exercise was carefully reviewed, period. Next number, correction of body mechanics and the concept of relative rest was discussed at length and emphasized, period. Next number, I have asked the patient, until rehabilitation takes effect, comma, he may rely on 400 milligrams of ibuprofen, Q8 hours, PRN. Next number, I've asked the patient to notify my office by telephone over the next few weeks regarding his symptomatology or any questions that he might have about the home rehab plan. Total time spent on this for this consult was 45 minutes. Follow-up in 6 weeks or PRN. End of dictation. Thank you.